Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
Behold!
Elijah declaring the word of the Lord, and these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, he comes,
hey,
riding on a cloud,
yes,
shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee,
yeah,
and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
The dry bones becoming is fresh, and these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, yes Lord, the fields are as white in your word,
yes,
and we are the laborers in your
Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Here we come!
Let me in the city. Revelation 21. Get me in the city. Not get me to the city. Get me in the city. I don't want to get to the city. I want to get in the city.
Praise him.
You understand? I can come to your house and don't get in your house.
That's all right.
I can come to the city and don't come in the city.
That's all right.
And the city have outskirts.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. John says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth will pass away. Be careful what you're giving up your salvation for. It will be passed away. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's temporary. Your house is temporary. Your car is temporary. Don't even bother covet my shoes or my hairstyle, honey. It's temporary. Don't bother covet anything anybody have. It's all temporary.
That's our holy city.
Passed away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And you want to convince me that people are not to look absolutely gorgeous?
Amen. Amen.
It's a shame that some of us think that salvation is in a box, that the brides that are getting married in the church don't even look like a bride. You can't even fix up yourself, because if you do that, you're not saved. Get real, man. Jesus Christ died for the salvation of all men. Come on. There's something about a bride. She just don't want a hurry come up wedding. In other words, she don't want a wedding that is rushed. She don't want a wedding one that is a fly by night. She don't want a one night stand. She wants to go through the process. She wants to court you. She wants you to engage her. And she wants to sit down and set a wedding date. And she wants to talk about her flowers and her dress and her jewelry. And she wants to talk about, where will we have this great function? Is it appropriate? Is it in a shopping plaza? Are we taking the wedding to Mar-a-Lago? That is the process that the church is in right now. I love Jesus deep down in my heart. He is such a wonderful groom. He's such a wonderful bridegroom. He made sure that he's taking care of all that. Usually it is the bride parents that makes all the arrangements. The man just makes sure that he have the ring, and he makes sure that he know where he's taking that girl after the pastor say, you may now kiss your bride. When he was leaving, he said to his disciples, I go. To prepare a place. Somebody shout a place.
Place.
For you.
Yes.
We are now engaged. It's time to get working.
Yes.
Come on and shout amen.
Amen.
But Christ has gone to prepare a place. I'm sure by now he has already painted his last paint. And the brush are washed and put away. Not your neighbor and said, my mansion is ready.
My mansion is ready.
I'm not getting a house. You see how we speak backwards here? I love to speak like the king speak. The king says that if you're sick, you should declare that you are healed. And the king says that if you're weak, you should declare that you are strong. And the king says that if you are poverty stricken, you should declare that you are rich. Now listen to the king. The king says, in my father's house. There are many mansions in my father's house. Let me in the city. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
That's right.
It has come down. And he will dwell with them. Come on, so let me in the city. Whatever it takes, that's what I am willing to do. You won't stop me from getting there. I won't let it stop me. I won't let Facebook stop me. I won't let Twitter stop me. I won't let Instagram stop me. I am going to focus. I'm going to fix my eyes on the Word.
Come on.
And so as a result of that, you can hardly pray because you're in your good prayer and you hear your phone blowing up. Ding! Ding, 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 ding. And before you know it, you start telling God about some barbecue chicken. When that's what that was nowhere in the prayer. You start making talking nonsense. Because you're rushing to get back to your message, so your connection with God is now messed up.
To God.
Yes. So I tell God, I said, I thank you for technology, but there's a part of me that is so sorry that we have discovered it because it's got our young people by the neck. Yes. My sister was just telling me about the news, how a 9-year-old drunk, boiling, scorching hot water because her friends dear her, and now she is dead. You're listening? And I said to myself, what a 9-year-old doing on social media? You've got to take the cell phones out of their hands. They are babies. I hope those of you that are streaming with us today, you're listening. And when this message is aired by way of radio, you listen to this preacher. Because peer pressure is real. And I'm trying to help you to get into the city. Come on and shout amen. Turn on back your landline. Somebody came to my house yesterday and the person said they believe that my house is the only house with a house phone. I said, I never lose my house phone.
My God.
Yeah. Watch out the gadgets that you're putting in your children's hand. It's a way to keep them outside of the city.
Yeah.
It's a distraction. You can't even see it. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The devil, repeat after me, the devil
does not
deceive. with lies. He deceived with the truth.
That's right. That's right. Justified truth.
Did you hear me? He takes the truth. That's what he used to deceive. Truth.
Yes.
So technology is good. We should have it.
No.
And the question is, can you handle it? Can you handle it? Anything that you give more time to than you do God is your God. So I want you to think today whether or not you're going in the city, and what is it you will allow to trap you outside of the city. When you leave this house, because this message is won't be concluded today, but when you leave here today, I want you to take inventory of your life and do the measuring. What is it that keeps you from God? What is it you spend more time with? Because surely the return of the Messiah could be any moment now.
That's right.
Did you hear me? I said the return of the Messiah could be any moment now.
Amen.
The earth is falling from under our feet, and we know it not. I call you today to wake up. We're going on a journey for real this time. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people.
God himself.
No more terror. No more wanting to do good and evil prevent you. God himself shall come and live with you. He won't be visiting. He will be living.
My God.
And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. How many times? Confirmation. And will dwell with them. Listen. And shall be with them.
All right.
And be their God.
Yes. Watch someone.
So first he comes to dwell.
Yes.
And then he comes to be your God. What a great defense.
Yes.
Lift up your hand and said, Lord, help me to get in the city.
Lord, help me to get in the city.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So it's all right. If you find yourself crying now, it won't be over. Weeping only lasts for a night. Your joy will come in the morning. And there shall be no death. When God is living with you, death flee, sorrow flee, crying cease, pain, stop.
Yes.
The former things will be passed away. Are you listening to me?
Jesus.
Have anybody been hurt? Anyone been afflicted? All of that will come to an end. Bow your head and said, Lord, let me in the city. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true And they are faithful.
Yes, they are.
They are true
and faithful.
And faithful.
It is done.
Because God has spoken it. I am Alpha and I'm Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life. Somebody shall freely. I don't know about you. I just want to get into the city. That's my motive. I lay on my belly if that's what I have to do. I'll crawl if that's what I have to do. I'll stop talking to you if that's what I have to do. I'll give up Facebook if that's what I have to do. I'll give up Twitter. I'll give up Instagram. Whatever I have to do. But I must get in to the city. Shout overcome. You can't get there like that. You've got to overcome some stuff, honey. And to overcome some stuff means you got to go through some stuff. It's not the end of the world. You're not the first person to go through things. Hardship. The half has never yet been told. You're not the first to suffer. Go through it. Amen. Because if you overcome, you shall inherit all things. Somebody shout all. And listen to this again. And I will be his God. Now he begin to personalize it. If you overcome, I will be your God, saith the Lord. And you shall be my son. Don't you just love God? I love God because God has no daughters. You're either a son or you're without the city. Oh, somebody ought to magnify the name of the Lord. I love this. Listen. Let me in the city. Shout, let me in the city.
Let me in the city.
The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable murderers and whoremongers. Let me take my time. You can't progress in this life. You won't succeed in this life because you're full of fear. You can't even open up a little business to sell lemonade because you are so afraid. Your mind tells you that you fail. You don't even start, but you see yourself failing. You can't own a house and you live in the greatest country on earth because you're fearful. You look at the little job that you have and you said, oh, I just have to pay rent all the days of my life because I don't make big money. It's not big money that does it. It's God that does it.
Amen. That's right.
You're suffering in your body because you're afraid to trust God that he can heal you. If you are like that, you're no better than the person that is an unbeliever. Listen, it get real good. Because some of us can't even stand folks that don't look like us.
My God.
Because you may go to church every week, sometimes three times for the week, but you're still fearful. Yeah. I'm going to tell you who you're friends with.
My God.
You are friends with the abominable.
Murderers.
When you talk about abomination.
Yes.
Abomination takes up everything. It takes up whoremongers, it takes up fearfulness, it takes up liars, and when you put them all together and you make that pot of soup, it becomes an abomination. Murderers. You're friends with them too, just because you're fearful. Can you imagine that? You know better than a murderer. No wonder you just keep cutting down your brother and your sister with your tongue, because you can't help yourself. You're so fearful, you keep talking about people, so you keep killing.
Yeah.
Come out. And whoremongers.
The Lord can save them.
You understand what I'm trying to say to you? You understand what I'm trying to say to you? So it made no sense, you preach on the whoremongers. And then you can't turn over your tax return. You're hiding. Whoremonger is hiding. He's whoremongering. You're hiding your taxes because you didn't tell the truth. Who is better than who now? And are you with me? Somebody shout, let me in the city. So your shout won't get you in the city. Hello? Because you're dressed up nice and look like a Christian won't get you in the city. You must rid yourself from fear. Rid yourself from unbelieving. Rid yourself from abomination. Rid yourself from murder.
Yes.
What am I trying to say? Everybody's struggling with a little something. You know? Yours might be smoking, and yours might be drinking, yours might be sex, and yours might be lying, and yours might be backbiting, and yours might be betrayal, and the list goes on and on and on. But at the end of the day, we all want to go into the city. Hence, we must unload.
Yeah.
And Christ has come, and Christ said, put it on me.
Yeah.
I will bear your abomination. I will bear your whoremongering. I will bear your murdering. I will bear your fear. Oh God!
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.